somebody plucked out of a ranger district in Alaska sitting down with the chief of the Forest Service. It's not something that happens every day back in D.C.
No, it's definitely not. The chief has directors of each resource area. One is wilderness, others are range, for example, recreation. And the last time the wilderness director sat down with her was in May, so it is pretty uncommon. And it does show that she has some interest in how wilderness is managed, which was a good sign.
And Kimball used to work in Southeast Alaska, right?
She did. She was a forest supervisor at one time back in the 80s, I believe.
In Petersburg?
In Petersburg, yes.
And so was it like old times between you guys? What kind of audience was she?
Well, I think that she could relate to some of the challenges I talked about for wilderness stewardship in Alaska. For example, when I talked about access, how really if you're going to fly to the wilderness area, you know, you're spending $1,000 instead of just getting in a pickup and driving to a trailhead. So she was very easy to talk to. She did have some memories of working in Alaska that she shared with us, and she was very receptive.
And what is the 10-year Wilderness Stewardship Challenge? What is the challenge?
It is a program where the Forest Service pledges that they will manage all the wilderness areas that were in place in 2004, which is 406, to a minimum stewardship level by 2014. And that sounds kind of bureaucratic, but what it means is there's several elements of wilderness management. It's not just about where people go to camp. There's air quality, there's fresh water, clean water, there's fisheries, all these other elements that are rolled up into wilderness that make it a whole unique place from anywhere else.
Are you trying to sort of standardize and improve wilderness management across the nation, or were you kind of going in there with sort of an Alaska-specific focus?
No, we were mainly talking about wilderness management across the nation. It's not meant to standardize. Some things that work in other areas don't work up here, for example. But we do have 10 elements that we look at as far as successful wilderness stewardship, and everyone strives to reach those elements, to the highest quality of those elements.
And what are some of those things?
Well, one of them that we've been struggling with here with in Alaska is providing opportunities for solitude. And I think everyone who's been around here will agree that the experience in many places is changing, not just the wilderness. You go into an area where there never used to be anybody, and there's a boat in the bay. Others are monitoring campsites, because people do camp out here, working with outfitter guides to make sure that they are imparting wilderness knowledge to their clients, determining what kind of standards we need to protect the other resources within wilderness, for example, the ones I mentioned, fisheries, wildlife. And also just figuring out what we need to know in wilderness. We don't need to collect data for the sake of collecting data. We want to know what's essential, what is happening out there that we really need to know about. And then finally, one of the hardest ones to reach is called baseline workforce. And that's really the boots on the ground, people in the kayaks. It's how many people you really need to have out there to adequately manage your wilderness.
How does wilderness play into the Forest Service's priorities? Is it on the move up? Is that why you got a chance to meet face-to-face with the chief of the Forest Service and talk about this?
Well, I think that definitely was one thing that came up. Wilderness is almost 20% of the Forest Service's land base. And one of the things we did discuss with her is the fact that wilderness sometimes falls a little lower on the priority list. And we mentioned some ways that perhaps it could be more visible. And so people would pay more attention to it when the budget process occurs, that perhaps maybe we'd get some more money for wilderness so we could manage it to that minimum stewardship level.
And did Abigail Kimball leave you with the impression that she was interested in hearing more from you and from your committee, or was this a one-shot deal?
No, I think she's interested. I asked her when I left, so we'll come back next year and report to you, and she said, I want to see the numbers go up. So she's definitely interested in seeing us improve our wilderness stewardship across the country.